19 AmeriCorps volunteers throughout the state were told this week their positions, including stipends and benefits, could end on Monday. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
As a second-year AmeriCorps member, Maya Wolf volunteers at Discovery Southeast, a nature education nonprofit. She got the news from Saga the same way fellow AmeriCorps volunteers in Juneau, Anchorage, Homer, Seward, and Cordova did in a teleconference Tuesday. The volunteers thought they had secure positions through July. Wolf says they're frustrated.
It's financially difficult for a lot of people. We're coming out of college. We don't have a lot of savings. And so not having something lined up and having so little time to look for a new position is difficult.
Saga has been bringing AmeriCorps volunteers to Alaska for 20 years to work on service projects on public lands and volunteer with schools and nonprofits. Discovery Southeast Executive Director Sean Isley says the organization plans to support Wolf for the full length of her contract, regardless of what happens to the AmeriCorps program. AWARE hopes to do the same for its AmeriCorps volunteer. Sarah Lynn Tabachnik is the executive director of Juneau's domestic abuse and sexual assault prevention nonprofit. She says the AmeriCorps volunteer at AWARE serves as a children's advocate and fills a real need.
She works with kids who are living in shelter, acclimates them to shelter, spends time with them, safety plans with them, facilitates groups for them, helps them feel like the unique people that they are.
Tabachnik says if Saga's AmeriCorps program doesn't get picked up by another organization, AWARE will try to raise funds to keep its volunteer on as long as possible. Faith Lee is a coordinator of SICA AmeriCorps, the program that might take on Saga's volunteers. If it's financially viable, Lee says SICA AmeriCorps could ensure Saga members had support to complete their terms.
We would take on all of the reporting, filing, payroll, health insurance.
The SICA School District runs the community's AmeriCorps program. Lee says the administration is figuring out what the budget implication of doubling the number of AmeriCorps members will be to the district. Saga receives $250,000 in federal funds as well as community contributions to run its 11-month AmeriCorps program. Lee hopes SICA AmeriCorps can help out.
I felt really bad that 19 young adults were maybe not going to have an advocate. And that's something that I really take to heart because I want them to have a great experience. I want them to leave a footprint and make an impact and feel good about their service and hopefully continue to volunteer for the rest of their lives.
Lee says SICA's six-year-old AmeriCorps program and Saga's have had a great relationship in the past.
They actually mentored us and shared everything when we first took on AmeriCorps. Without them, we'd have really struggled. Saga has contributed to our state for many years. If I can help in any way, I am more than happy to put that extra time in.
Saga board member George McGuan says faced with a $350,000 debt and no way of repaying it, the board is seeking legal counsel to figure out what to do next. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
SITCA AmeriCorps decided this afternoon to take over Saga's AmeriCorps program, allowing the 19 volunteers to finish their contracts through July.